In a world dominated by digital distractions, something remarkable happens when companies showcase their humanity rather than hiding behind corporate facades. A Harvard study confirms what successful businesses already know. Emphasizing employees' authentic best selves leads to greater retention and customer satisfaction. The secret to creating this workplace magic? Rituals, those intentional practices that transform ordinary routines into meaningful experiences that connect us to purpose and each other. Consider the nightly 7 p.m. cheer for healthcare workers during COVID-19 lockdowns. This simple ritual created a profound sense of belonging and shared purpose during uncertain times. From JetBlue's immersive orientation where new hires drink blue juice to Starbucks' first sip coffee tasting that begins every employee's journey, successful companies understand that rituals aren't just nice-to-haves, they're essential tools for creating connection, meaning, and performance. When we ritualize our work experiences, we transform the mundane into the magical. Research shows rituals dramatically improve performance by reducing anxiety. In one study, participants who performed a simple ritual before singing in front of strangers sang more accurately and recovered faster physiologically than those who just sat quietly. Unlike purely functional routines, rituals include elements that aren't logically necessary but create meaningful mental states. This quality makes them powerful in our technology-dominated workplace where disconnection is epidemic. With only 35% of employees engaged at work, rituals help maintain group cohesion, improving connection and productivity. The business case is compelling. Positive work cultures lead to healthier employees who get sick less often, recover faster, experience less depression, and perform better. With workplace stress costing the U.S. economy over $500 billion annually and causing 550 million lost workdays, rituals directly impact the bottom line, transforming symbolic actions into measurable results. The power of workplace rituals follows a simple equation: psychological safety plus purpose equals performance. When employees feel secure taking interpersonal risks without fear of negative consequences, they thrive. Rituals create inclusion and establish predictable experiences that build trust. Without this safety, employees experience what Catalyst calls an emotional tax, constantly being on guard against exclusion, affecting 58% of employees across demographics. Purpose connects employees to meaning beyond profit, transforming work from transactional to transformational. As Larry Fink of BlackRock noted, purpose is not the sole pursuit of profits, but the animating force for achieving them. Companies with clear values activated through rituals see 73% employee engagement versus just 23% in companies lacking purpose. When psychological safety and purpose combine through rituals, performance improves measurably. Firefighting teams with established safety rituals save more lives, while bowlers using pre-performance rituals improve scores by 29%. In corporate settings, teams with strong psychological safety are 76% more likely to innovate effectively and experience 27% less turnover. This creates a virtuous cycle. Rituals build safety, enabling authentic connection to purpose, driving superior performance, and further strengthening psychological safety. With more jobs than unemployed people in many sectors, and 71% of employees considering new opportunities, businesses must create workplace communities where people find meaning from day one. Smart companies begin rituals before formal onboarding. Zappos uses airport pickups to assess whether candidates embody core values like be humble. Dropbox woos potential hires with champagne toasts before they've accepted offers, followed by personalized cupcake kits delivered to their homes. First days become memorable through thoughtful rituals. Ogilvy offers beautifully designed induction boxes. Adobe provides kickboxes with Starbucks cards and $1,000 MasterCards. John Deere connects new hires with buddies. Radio Flyer gives miniature welcome wagons with CEO notes, and Glam Squad offers beauty treatments to new employees. The best onboarding extends beyond the first week. At Kind Snacks, founder Daniel Lubetsky spends hours quarterly with new hires. employees share something unique about themselves, then each cohort identifies a pattern to name themselves and creates a kind-themed music video, transforming anxious beginnings into meaningful connections that last. Just as the Olympics begin with opening ceremonies, our workdays need intentional transitions. Office workers often have natural boundaries like commutes and coffee rituals, while remote workers benefit from creating deliberate separations, like Sarah Blakely's fake commute, driving around Atlanta to gather her thoughts. Morning boundaries significantly boost productivity. Cal Newport's monk mode morning keeps leaders unavailable until late morning, creating uninterrupted focus time. The effectiveness comes from consistency. Colleagues learn to respect these regular boundaries. Headspace co-founder Rich Pearson dedicates 60 minutes to morning meditation, establishing mindfulness for his day. Endings deserve equal attention as beginnings. Northwestern University president Morty Shapiro created a powerful ritual where students march through Weber Arch at both orientation and graduation, creating a full circle experience. Remarkably, students quickly embrace this as tradition. One emotional student called it such a grand old tradition when it was merely 3 years old. What rituals might help you mark the transitions between work and personal life, especially in today's increasingly blended environments? We've all endured unproductive meetings. The average employee sits through 62 monthly, costing the U.S. over $399 billion annually in lost productivity. Yet gatherings can be transformed through purposeful rituals that invite presence. A+I design firm founders Brad Zismore and Dag Folger have maintained a powerful ritual for 24 years, Monday breakfast meetings at 8:30 a.m. at the same restaurant, missed only under extenuating circumstances. This consistency creates a sacred space for their partnership. For meetings to succeed, participants must be fully present, both physically and mentally. Fashion designer Eileen Fisher rings a chime for a minute of silence before meetings, deepening relationships and awareness throughout her company. Ending meetings intentionally matters too. Bank Leumi USA concludes daily executive huddles with someone sharing a values story about an employee embodying company values. Buffer ends their annual retreat with a gratitude session where employees express appreciation for colleagues. What simple ritual might transform your next meeting from mundane to meaningful? Conversations flow differently over food. A Cornell study found that commensality, eating together, significantly improves team performance, as seen in firehouses where cooking and eating together strengthens social glue and improves cooperation. Unlike forced team-building exercises, shared meals naturally foster genuine connections. At Kind Snacks, an employee named Neil creates community by making three types of waffles every Wednesday morning for early arriving colleagues. Similarly, Bill Koningsberg of Horizon Media has brought bagels every Friday since his company had just 12 employees. 30 years later, with 3,000 employees, he continues this tradition despite costs growing from $5 to hundreds of thousands annually, an investment he believes has paid off billionsfold. Chipotle embodies this principle through two rituals. Restaurant employees eat together before opening, experiencing what they'll serve customers, while corporate staff share weekly Chipotle Day lunches without business agendas. The simple act of lining up together creates natural opportunities for relationship building. When Cara Alamano joined Udemy, she quickly learned lunch was sacred when told not to schedule meetings between 12 to 1 p.m., This informal yet deeply ingrained practice brings 350 people together daily, persisting because it fulfills a fundamental human need for connection over food.